From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A camera on a Jerusalem religious site, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, added video surveillance to the Temple Mount site in Jerusalem, referred to by Muslims as Noble Sanctuary, is in Israel's best interest. He told a cabinet meeting that the step would help both to refute claims that Israel wants to change the rules that allow Muslims to pray there, but also to, in his words, show where the provocations are really coming from. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday Israel and Jordan agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence, including the video monitoring. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday eliminating the threat of what he called terrorists in his country would lead to a political solution to the civil war there. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in Damascus. One member of the Russian delegation, lawmaker Alexander Yushchenko, relayed that Assad said he was prepared to take part in a new presidential election, as well as holding a vote for parliament, if that is what the Syrian people want. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament. Voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. A video posted online Sunday reportedly shows the U.S. and Peshmerga raid on an Islamic State prison in northern Iraq last week that freed 69 hostages. In the two-minute video shared by the Kurdistan Regional Security Council, several commandos in uniform are seen leading a group of men quickly between rooms as nonstop gunfire crackles nearby. This is VOA News.